This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. The recent raid by the Federal Bureau of Investigation at Donald Trump's residence in his Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort has pro-Trump forces up in arms. Even though it appears that Trump illegally took boxes of sensitive documents into his custody, the fact that federal law enforcement, for the first time ever, raided a former president is enough to generate far-fetched accusations and conspiracy theories from the right. We turn now to Matt Gaertz. He is the senior fellow at Media Matters for America. He's been doing in-depth coverage of the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago and how Fox News in particular has been covering it. Among his latest stories is one titled, Fox is Paying Lara Trump to Lie About the Mar-a-Lago Search. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Thanks for having me back.
We'll get into the Lara Trump story, but first, for people who have not been paying very close attention, maybe they've seen some things that the New York Times is writing, maybe they've seen some things that Fox is posting about. There are some very basic facts in the story, right? One of them is that Trump is under investigation for illegally taking out of the White House and out of the custody of the National Archives a whole bunch of documentation, presidential documentation, right? That shouldn't be really in question, right?
Yeah, that's the basic backstory. I mean, it's important to remember that a president's documents are not his. They are the public's. They are owned by the federal government and through it, all of us. When a president leaves office, he's supposed to, or she is supposed to, leave behind all documentation of their presidency. That's been in effect since the 1970s, in the wake of Richard Nixon leaving the White House. And so there's not really a question that he's not supposed to be in possession of documents from his presidency. Nonetheless, he seems to have taken a large number of documents, and the federal government has spent the last 15 months trying to get them back since the National Archives realized that it had been missing some prominent documents back in May of last year. So earlier this year, the National Archives, after a long negotiation, got a hold of 15 boxes of documents that Trump had taken to Mar-a-Lago, his residence in Florida, which is also a resort. Upon reviewing those documents, they determined that many of them contained classified information, making what was already a scandal somewhat worse. And then it turns out that those were not the end of the trove of documents that Trump had taken. Most recently, the FBI served a search warrant at his Mar-a-Lago estate last Monday. We found out on last Friday that there were 11 sets of documents that they had seized that included classified information. One of those sets was classified at the top secret TSI level, which is used to denote documents that include intelligence products. And several other sets were also classified top secret, secret, and confidential. And so there really is a large trove of documents that were being kept in the former president's Florida resort. He's not supposed to have them. Some of them seem to be classified and marked as such. And that's the sort of the base level of information.
One of the approaches that the right-wing media, in particular Fox News, seems to be taking to criticize the raid is that proper procedure wasn't followed, that there should have been a subpoena, there should have been this and that. Well, it turns out, well, first of all, whenever the Federal Bureau of Investigation does this sort of investigation, it isn't really supposed to go around advertising what it's doing. It tends to do its work fairly covertly for a good reason. And then eventually details may emerge. And now it's turning out, as details are emerging, that they did in fact do all of the things that Fox News is sort of accusing them of not doing, right? I mean, it seems as though it was conducted with all of the proper paperwork in place, if you will.
Yes, what we seem to have here is a escalating set of investigative procedures that are being rolled out as it becomes clear that former President Trump didn't want to cooperate. So first, it's the National Archives working with the Trump team on a voluntary basis to try to get them to give up the documents. Then there was a federal grand jury that issued a subpoena for documents back in the spring. And now we have a search being conducted of the property uncovering still more of these documents. And so the right-wing media, Fox News, and others are trying to claim that this is some sort of unnecessary and massive imposition on the former president, when what it really looks like is he and his people were not cooperating in returning the documents that they had and that they were not supposed to have. And this was the next step in the process to get them back.
I mean, it's incredible if you compare this reaction to the massive controversy that was created over Hillary Clinton's email servers and Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, here we have a person who seems to have done much worse than what these others did, or, you know, it's arguable, not even as certainly you can argue that it is either on the same level as Hillary Clinton's email servers when she was Secretary of State, or much worse. And there are pretty clear double standards.
Yeah, I think when we talk about classified information and the Hillary Clinton email server, there was classified information on the server, but it was retroactively classified. It was information where, after the fact, the intelligence community went through all the emails and said, well, this fact is supposed to be classified, this fact is supposed to be classified. The Trump documents are not the same. These are documents where they are literally labeled with a stamp, top secret. It's very, very clear that that he is not supposed to be to have that information and be sort of waving it around. And so there is certainly a great deal of hypocrisy on the part of the right wing to suddenly try to turn the tables and say, oh, no, everything here is fine.
So let's specifically hone in on Fox News's response. You wrote in Media Matters that Lara Trump, the former president's daughter-in-law, and her husband, who's, of course, Eric Trump, the president's son, are basically now being paid to defend their father on a media outlet. Tell me more.
So Fox News has hired any number of former Trump associates. I think I counted something like a dozen people who used to be in the Trump administration, were somehow part of the Trump orbit, and are now getting paychecks from the network. And Lara Trump is one of them. She was hired as a Fox News contributor last year, basically, I guess, as a way of having an inside person in the Trump family. The way you could justify it is that, you know, she is getting information that no one else has about what is going on inside the Trump family, and therefore can provide that information to viewers. The more cynical and accurate way to look at it is that the network is paying someone to basically give the Trump party line and just putting money directly in the pockets of the Trump family to do it. And that seems to be what's happening here. This story broke around 7 p.m. Last Monday night. With Trump basically putting out the information saying he had been raided and it was a terrible thing. And Lara Trump was on Fox News about an hour later, which is about what you'd expect. And her commentary on this has been extraordinarily inaccurate. She's claimed at first that the former president is just sort of a lovable pack rat, that he takes lots of newspaper clippings and photographs and just, you know, collects stuff like that, and it's fine. But, you know, most newspaper clippings and photographs are not marked top secret. So that seems to have turned out to be inaccurate. She claimed that he was allowed to retain the documents, that he was just doing what other presidents are allowed to do, But in fact, all presidential documents are the public property and cannot be taken home by a former president. He claimed that the Trump team was cooperating. That's obviously not true. She referred to what the FBI had done. I found this very interesting. She described it as a bunch of people unannounced breaking into your home like this and taking whatever they want for themselves, which is basically positing that they're pulling a heist, right? That the FBI is breaking into the former president's house. They're sort of jimmying the door and sneaking about and stealing everything that isn't nailed down. That's obviously not what happened. There was a search warrant, given to the Trump team when the FBI arrived that very clearly said what they were looking for, which is documents that were being held by the former president in violation of three statutes. And that's, you know, what they ended up taking according to the itinerary, according to the receipt that, again, the Trump team received. She's also claimed that they didn't receive the search warrant. They didn't have the receipt. That's just not true. In fact, the Trump team gave it to Fox News on Friday when it was about to be unsealed. So, you know, there's just quite a deal of deceit going on here of Fox's viewers by someone who is theoretically being paid to give them some sort of special insight into what's happening inside the Trump family, when really she's just snowing them.
Matt, I'm also seeing another talking point, which is, what about Obama? And apparently this claim that is being bandied about, that Obama took millions of documents to Chicago when he left the White House, when it turns out that these were documents that were always in the custody of the National Archives and remain in their custody. So this also seems to be this other blatant lie.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty obvious one. It's called the Presidential Library. All of these former presidents have facilities right. that are maintained by the National Archives that include the records of their presidency. It's not a secret. It's not a scandal. It's literally just the way it works. These are not, these documents that were seized by the FBI were not in the custody of the National Archives. They were not in some sort of archival form where, you know, relevant people could access them. They were in a storeroom off the pool. It's not really where you want to be storing your top secret documents, in a storeroom off the pool.
So the other aspect that has been pretty shocking in terms of Fox's response to the FBI raid is accusations aimed at the FBI that are now being echoed, I understand, you know, by the sort of usual pro-Trump rank and file, including GOP lawmakers, which has led to a spike in death threats aimed at the FBI and sort of violent threats aimed at FBI offices. I mean, one can have one's opinion about the FBI. The FBI has a sordid history against progressives and progressive leaders and activists throughout history. But in this particular case, it doesn't seem as though this is something that is that they're deserving of being targeted for, certainly not by violence.
Yeah, the rhetoric has really gotten out of hand, I think. And it did sort of all last week when the story was breaking. On Fox News, the FBI was being described as the East German Stasi, as the Nazi Gestapo. They were accused of planting evidence with no evidence of that happening at all. There were even claims that the FBI was planning former President Trump's assassination. Wow. It's really overheated and unhinged, and part of a broader effort by Fox News and others in the right-wing media to suggest to audiences that they should be personally very, very much afraid of this FBI raid, that the quote-unquote real target of this investigation is you, the viewer. And that, I think, is really riling up the right to an extent that we haven't seen since January 6th. And we all know what happened there, a violent mob that had been summoned to Washington, D.C. by the former president, ended up, you know, storming the U.S. Capitol and, you know, violently assaulting dozens of law enforcement officers as they tried to overturn the election. This kind of unhinged rhetoric can have some real and palpable danger to it. And I really think that Fox News should take a good hard look at what it's doing and consider the possibility that it's going to end up with an FBI body count.
It's interesting. Your organization, Media Matters, pointed out that Fox Business hosted a guest who blamed the FBI for sort of bringing it upon themselves. He literally said they actually asked for this. Terry Turchi was the guest, former deputy assistant director at the FBI. So, and of course, apparently a right-wing guest these days. And, you know, this is coming from a part of the political spectrum that is traditionally supported law enforcement, right? And this, the same can be, that hypocrisy was revealed on January 6, 2021, too.
Yeah, I mean, at least theoretically, they like to talk a big game about how they support law enforcement when individual law enforcement officers are accused, often correctly, of brutality and violence, particularly against Black people and other people of color. But, you know, when it comes down to it, traditionally, the right wing also is the low tax, low spend party. And so if you actually take a look at the budgets that President Trump was putting forward in his time at office, it was often engaged in a bit of defunding of the police. A lot of money that normally goes to law enforcement and security was actually being pulled in those budgets. So yes, there's a real, it's rhetoric over action. When we talk about what the right is willing to do to defend law enforcement. And now they're just outright calling them the Gestapo.
And accusing them of planting evidence. I mean, if they were going to plant evidence, they wouldn't be openly doing raiding or you know, they went in with a warrant. But apparently this is the right sees this, or the pro-Trump right has part of it has decided that maybe they were out there planting evidence, which also your organization Media Matters has covered. Matt, how does this raise the temperature in the nation? We have this landscape, political landscape and cultural and social landscape where armed conservatives who are pro-Trump are fed a lot of lies by Fox News. Those lies are often echoed by pro-Trump lawmakers. And they're angry and they're armed. And it's terrifying for the rest of us.
I think that's right. I mean, I think the question is, what might someone do if they are deeply ensconced in this right-wing media bubble where that is the only source of information they get, and they trust these personalities to tell them the truth, and they take their views seriously, and they believe their claims that these federal agents are Nazis who are waging war on the American public and possibly trying to kill the former president and threatening their own safety and the safety of their families? What are we supposed to expect that they will do? I think most people will do nothing. That they will not carry this out, but there will be a fringe of people who will be given a target by this sort of rhetoric. And I think that's very scary.
Right. When Trump made very clear what he wanted his people to do ahead of January 6th, they did it. And we saw the January 6th House Select Committee's hearings revealing how literally they took the president. The other target has been Merrick Garland, the Justice Department head, who is being basically told very openly by Fox and by GOP lawmakers that he better get ready, that Trump's going to come and take the White House in 2024, and then the Justice Department will be in big trouble, and anyone who is loyal to him or the Biden administration is going to be in big trouble. And this feeds this myth, right, Matt, that that Trump is being politically targeted because Democrats don't want him to run for president in 2024. But I mean, President Biden doesn't, I mean, these are FBI ongoing federal investigations that he doesn't directly control, right? That Biden doesn't control.
I mean, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, was nominated by former President Trump. He's a Republican. The idea that he is engaged in some sort of conspiracy with the Biden administration to throw Trump in prison on nonsensical charges just doesn't hold up at all. But yes, he's receiving threats from Trump supporters. Merrick Garland is receiving threats. The magistrate judge in Florida who signed off on the warrant, the FBI agents who participated in the raid and are now being identified by some on the right, they're all getting threats as well. The temperature is rising quite a bit, and we don't really know where it's going to end.
How are Republican lawmakers echoing Fox talking points? Does Fox give them cover? Or does the GOP give Fox cover? Or is it just this bizarre symbiosis?
I think symbiosis is the right way to think about it. I mean, they are all sort of in the same environment, right? They're all talking to each other, at each other, within that same right-wing bubble. And so members of Congress know that what they see on Fox News reflects what the base is hearing, the base of the party, and therefore what their constituents are going to want them to do. And so they hear these Fox News hosts saying that the investigation is unjustified and illegitimate, and they follow along with that. And as they do that, it encourages Fox News to go even further along the same road. And so they sort of work themselves into a frenzy of sorts.
Kevin McCarthy, GOP leader, said that he tweeted to Attorney General Merrick Garland, "I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar." I mean, it sounds like a threat. It sounds like a political threat. And it really, we can trust Republicans to keep their promises like this, right? In the past, they've done so. They have had no problem using up the people's time to conduct baseless political hearings to their end. And it's likely if they do take back the House that they will do this sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think Republican leaders don't want other Republican leaders to be subject to the rule of law. They think that the law is something that Democrats should have to follow, and they and the tax cheats who support them shouldn't have to, do that. It does sort of link up the way that they, in their rhetoric, they often connect the Trump investigation to the increased number of IRS agents in the Inflation Reduction Act, which will be signed into law this week. And what they say is that if they'll go after Trump, they'll also go after you and your taxes. They really want to protect tax cheats from having to deal with the additional IRS agents that the Democratic Party is getting hired.
Matt, where can people find out more about the work that you do with Media Matters?
At mediamatters.org, and follow me on Twitter at Matt Gertz.
And we'll post links to that from our website. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
My guest has been Matt Gertz, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, where he's been doing in-depth coverage of the right-wing focus on the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago and all of the wild conspiracy theories that have been woven out of it. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can access this and other interviews on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, by becoming a subscriber. Find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.